Yeah. It's been a Deca-Yeah week. It is Smack Off week. What is going on? Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. So many things that you got to get done that you want to do, including hitting up my Instagram feed. Because once again, we went behind the scenes. You've got to see the fellas. I went behind the glass. It's incredible. Alvin, in the rarest form, go to my Instagram feed for the behind-the-scenes look. All right, what's cracking? It is Smack Off Eve, the day before the day. Lots of show to get to. Telephone number is toll-free. I want to hit you right now with that because we have open phones in hour number one. I've got two interviews starting at the top of hour number two. We go back-to-back then. James Kelly is going to drop in hour number three, the big head. So the first hour is yours. Take advantage of it. 1-800-636-8686. If you want, hit me up on Twitter at Jim Rome. Also, follow me on Instagram at Jim Rome. I've got some behind-the-scenes video for the third day in a row.
Instant chat stuff.
Instant chat, snap face, you know, the whole thing. You want to make sure you see that. All right, coming up in the second hour, I've got a conversation with a senior college basketball analyst for CBS Sports, Matt Norlander. NBA draft, of course, coming up. He'll help us break that down. Atlanta Hawks shooting guard, Kevin Werter at 10:20. That's Pacific time. James Kelly, top of hour number three. The thing about the big head is this. We're not going to do a big head bets. We're going to talk smack off. But we're going to talk smack off in more of a kind of broad-based way. Like, we understand we are extremely objective about this. I'm not going to break this thing down with him. He's not coming in to hit the gambling elements of it, but he's going to come in to take that 30,000-foot view because James Kelly has been here for over a decade. He's been a part of more than 10 smack-offs, and he's got a different point of view. And by different point of view, I mean he's functionally illiterate. But he does speak clone speak. So that's coming up in the third hour. Lots to get to. Let's not waste any time. Like, I know what you're here for. I know what they pay me to talk about. Sports. Hardcore sports. Good smack. So with that in mind, Smack Off 28 is in less than 24 hours. I got to say, the field looks amazing. The field looks amazing. And I'm going to say the field, part of the reason I'm so hyped is because the field is so hyped. This is going to be our 28th annual Smack Off. I'm going to be straight up with you. There have been a couple of years where I thought, yeah, I wonder if it's going to live up to the hype. I feel great about this year. I don't have any of that this year. I'm hyped because the field is hyped and it's as competitive as it's ever been. So let me take one last opportunity to reset the field for you. But first, let me introduce you to everybody in one single shot by way of Alvy's legendary promo. Alvy, for the last time, before Smack Off 28 hits, let that epic promo rip.
Here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
If everyone's strategy on how to win one of these things involves copying the dude who won the year before, then I just want to say I look forward to the triumphant return of crank jokes in Smack Off 28. Smack Off 28. Smack off
Jim 28. Rich Flores' Twitter handle, at Dick Flowers. I just find that really interesting since I gave both of those things to Brad and Corona's wife.
This is the Jungle National Holiday. We wait all year for it.
If my wife were into stupid, floppy-eared things with bad breath and a retractable penis, I'd hook her up with Paul's dog.
Rebuttals in a can.
Oh, I bite his ass off
every day of the week.
Did that dog call in on her own, or did Rick and Buffalo just hand his phone to his prettiest daughter?
Smack Off number 28, Friday, June 24th. I'm going to go to the phones, and we are going to unleash hell.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Bring a Bible and a seatbelt.
Jeff in Richmond.
Thank you, Jim, for 27 Smack Off.
I can't stand any of these guys.
And for being a very best friend, Jim.
Rick in Buffalo.
Jeff's so fat, he makes Andy Reid look like Karen Carpenter. Now stay down, hillbilly boy, before I slap all that red off that big fat neck.
Vic.
Stop acting like you're some kind of hard-ass, Rick. I could super glue you to the front of my car and turn you into a hood ornament, except your big-ass nose would block my view of the road.
Caleb.
And Vic, his take on me was that I'm well-mannered and sober. Dude, after I win the 5K, you can go get your shine box.
Burning.
Bro, we're not doing that this year.
Burning.
Dude, what did I tell you? You had your chance already and you blew it.
Mark in Boston.
How do you think Caleb's going to perform today? This guy gets less action than Rome's bocce court.
Gino.
I think we really need to give this guy a pass. He lives in Michigan. It takes 30 minutes to thaw out your card.
Mark in Hollywood.
So, Wisco man, his idea of a dating app is going to a cow field and tipping over one cow left if he doesn't like her, one cow right if he does.
Captain Mark.
Strive for pastries out here, cuz. I just ripped your crown, Fat Adam Silver.
Left.
Mark, the only thing fat about me is my wallet from winning this thing so many times, right? I mean, did I miss the memo that it was opposite day or something? But if so, you're really handsome, have a totally normal hairline, and teeth that are proportionate to the size of your head.
Benny in Wisco.
Last time Sean went to a grocery store, three expectant mothers saw him and offered up their special parking spot.
The Cablin Asian. Sean, what's going on? How are you?
Fat, evidently, Jim. That's what I am.
Jeff in Southfield.
Sean, I never knew the Michelin man had a twin brother. Sean, you're what happens when Tina Yeather loses her hair.
Jeff, good job Googling bald and fat jokes. Jeff, you're as useful as a knitted condom.
Brad in Corona.
If you ever get a follow from Sean Pendergast, he's probably more interested in your kidneys than your friendship at this point.
Chris in Southeastern Wisco.
The scoreboard reads, me, 30 rack calls, you, one. It's a dynasty, clone.
I've got a stack of golden tickets. Got to play your way in.
Looks like snacks.
Eight, Randrew Bogus.
Are we not going to have me, the chicken man, on a self-gloss reel because of some technicality? What kind of bleep is that?
Jimmy, my man.
I just can't wait to start smacking off.
Come on!
Yeah, what's my name? You
puke. It's winner take all. $5,000 and the crown of King of Smack.
No points for second place.
Okay, Jim, that's all I got. Yeah, right. I'm just getting warmed up.
Romy, I don't need to be the main event on this card. I just need 5 rounds to give the people, the ladies, what they want. And I promise you, your rubber band will thank you.
Ben Simmons wearing a shooting sleeve thinks you need to settle the hell down.
Let's find out.
I'm about to blow this
magazine. Jim, how's my double?
Audio.
Clean it up.
The Smack Off is invitation only. It is for the very best of the best.
I'm the best there ever was and the best there ever will be.
I kind of agree with them. You know, if you take away Sean's 5 titles, Doc Mike and I have Brady 2, JT the Brick, Jeff Nicola, Jeff Richmond, Vic Mark Still.
Jim, Ira Craig's apartment is such a dirty mess that his Roomba ran away.
Dan in DC, JC Bogey, Raider Mike Kerwin, Randall, David St. Louis, Rachel Sarah, Shade, Anika Susie, Flash and Brentwood, Jerome and Nashville, Toby Newton, Carlin Rosie.
Huge version of the Tyco train set I got when I was 10 for Christmas comes rumbling out of nowhere.
Come on.
The Grump, the Grouse, the Axe, the Bowling Ball, the Iceman, the Dookie, the Ray-Ray, Matt, Cleveland, Joe Lieben, Matt, and Caleb in Green Bay, then yeah, Mike, you are the best that ever was. You should be proud of that.
Friday, June 24th, invite only, winner take all.
Just rattling off these people makes me wish I had 10 middle fingers.
Double side, bitch. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Oh!
No tipping. Screw all of you equally and super hard.
Haven't any fun yet?
Smack Off 28, June 24th. You've got your date. Go get paid. Are you not entertained? So much talent. Are you not jacked up? Are you not ready to plow through a concrete wall and then chew on the rubble? The field is set. The favorite is obvious. He is the only 6-time champ. He is your defending champ. He is the GOAT. He is the gold standard. He is Brad in Corona. Now, the OG GOAT can still chase him down tomorrow. Shawnee, the Cablin Asian, holder of 5 straps. He's got 3 top 10s in a row since rolling back into the main event at Smack Off 25. He took 3rd last year, and believe me, he will be a factor once again because he's always a factor when he calls on the big day and jumps on that big stage. Speaking of Smack Off 27, last year, Vic and NoCal may have been the biggest surprise of all. He ripped a silver for his best main event finish since he took the whole thing down back in 2010. I'm telling you, this dude wants his 2nd strap. He wants it badly. He's coming in here tomorrow. He's coming in tomorrow to bleep people up. You know that about that guy. And on the topic of bleeping people up, there is the Laguna Beach Bully left in Laguna. He owns the second best odds. Well, according to Stucknut, they are unofficial odds. He was your champ in 2020. He's looking to bounce back from a, you know, for him, shocking sixth place finish last year. You hit the top six. If you're most anybody else, it's good. It's great. For him, pretty shocking. So look out for Leff. He will be dangerous. He will be looking for that big bounce back. Some guy that you will not have to look out for, Rick in Buffalo. You know that his call is going to get your attention. A lot of hype for Rick this year. A lot of clones believe that this is going to be the year that the RIB rips the first strap. Also, a lot of you are here for nostalgic reasons, so you're on Jeff from Richmond tomorrow. He's calling in to mark the 20-year anniversary of his win at Smackoff 8 back in 02. 20 years. Can you imagine if that guy could somehow reinvent? If that guy could somehow pull it off and win straps 20 years apart, would be arguably the best story ever. He's calling into the main event for only the second time since 2011. This is what I mean when I say the anticipation is through the freaking roof right now. There are so many more names to watch. This is why I feel so good about it. Because of the depth. Because of the talent. Because of the quality. Because of how many guys can win this thing. Can Caleb in Green Bay translate that talent and consistency into his best shot on the biggest day with no snafus and win that first drop? I'll tell you, he's got some mo coming in. Mark in Hollywood. Is he going to hit the podium for the first time in 8 years? In fact, I can't believe it's been 8 years since he's hit the podium. Or either Mark in Boston. Mark in Boston is another guy who's playing his best ball when it matters most. Is Mark in Boston or Benny in Wisco going to take that big leap that we all know they're both capable of? Or will the weirdest thing ever, will a dog legitimately contend for the crown? Even bigger question, will Mike in Indy show up? Mike, the hell are you at? Where are you, Mike? I will even end that sentence in a preposition. The hell you at? Where are you at, Mike? I don't know. I literally have no idea if he'll show or not tomorrow. I wonder if there'll be a surprise appearance from any other icon tomorrow. Will a dark horse come running late and shock the world? You're just going to have to tune in tomorrow and find out with the rest of us. Because tomorrow, the time for all the questions ends. And in just over 24 hours, it will be time to crown a new King of Smack. Let's bleeping go. Let's do this. And most of all, who you got? Who you got? Who are you taking? Who do you like? A little bit later on, I've got some Smackoff Eve reminders and instructions, but I want to reset the field for you at the very top. Number one reminder for everybody, because only 15, 18, 20 of you can actually participate in the event. For everybody else, the number one reminder is get on social and hashtag it Smackoff.
Hashtag
Smackoff.
Hashtag Smackoff. Not the Smackoff, not Smackoff 28, hashtag Smackoff. Very simple. Social media plays a huge role in this. I want you in here. I want you commenting. I want you scoring it. If you've got a setup for the way you're watching it on CBS Sports Network, hit us with a pick. I'll retweet the pick. I'm really curious as to what it looks like. If there's a watch party, let me know that too. It is the day before the day. All right, this hour is yours. I've got two interviews back-to-back at the top of hour number two, so you want to hit me now, 1-800-636-8686. Once again, if you want a behind-the-scenes look before the program starts, hit my Instagram feed. I dropped some more video on you. Alvy was a wizard. I didn't know what Alvy had in store for that, because it is BTS. It's unscripted, right? Alvy went into his sound archives and pulled something that probably he should not have pulled.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was funny. No. It was very funny. Yeah. It was good stuff. All right, so I've got Matt Norlander coming up at the top of the second hour. Kevin Herter, also in hour number two. Oh, and a Smack-Off tomorrow, number 28. Show sponsored in part by Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of AG1 by Athletic Greens, you are consuming 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. I've been taking AG1 every morning now for months, and I do not feel that afternoon energy slump anymore, and I actually love the way it tastes. I love to mix in some AG1 with some cold water in my shaker right when I get here in the morning. Part of my daily routine. I'll tell you what's not part of my daily routine, taking all those different vitamin pills that I used to. Don't miss that at all. Also, AG1 costs less than $3 a day. Great value. It contains less than a gram of sugar. It has no GMOs and no nasty chemicals. Plus, it is approved by a number of professional athletes that I've had on this show and also trusted health experts that I know and I respect. Athletic Greens is also a climate-neutral certified company. Athletic Greens, in fact, is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first subscription purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Rome. Once again, athleticgreens.com/Rome to try AG1 today.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
I'm saying, Albie, I don't know if you can drop that in there like that. My head is going to explode. I'm going to be straight with y'all. I don't know what the hell is going on. I've done this 27 times. I don't know why I'm so hyped on this. I've done this 27 times. I've been here before. Hey, Rome, act like you've been here before. You have 27 times. I know. But there's something about it. The energy of this one. Hey, Chuck, real quick. Well, real quick, wait. Hurry up and wait, Chuck. I have something to ask you. I want to remind you all that the Smack-Off itself is brought to you by famous-smoke.com. They're American-owned. They're family-owned. They're delivering your favorite premium cigars at the lowest prices for over 80 years. It's Famous Smoke Shop. They're putting up the $5,000. What I want to say to you, Chuck, is you have not been here before. What you have. That's not fair. You've been here before, but are you feeling the energy from the participants on social media? Is it coming back to you? Are you feeling the same vibe I am?
Absolutely. And I have done it before, but from the back row. It's a different view from the front row. And the hype is amazing. The contestants are in my DMs. They're fired up. And I can't wait for tomorrow.
I can tell. Way to go, Herman Munster's kid.
Nice. Can't wait.
Chalk's been hitting it hard. All right. Chalk has been hitting it hard. He's been working this thing, owning this thing, dominating this thing. It's kind of twofold, right? Like, you got a guy who's got a run point, but we have a system. This is a system event, too. However, we're all feeling the energy. We're feeling the energy. And I don't ever remember being a day out thinking to myself, hurry up, clock. Hurry up, clock. Let's get there. Let's do this thing. Because normally, I'm the vet who's been there before. But this year feels even different. It feels awesome. So the players, I think part of the reason it feels so awesome is I know what I have to bring to it. Y'all, lots of players, lots of talent, lots of depth. People are hungry. People are fierce. They want it. They're coming for the BIC. They're coming for the $5,000. They're coming for the strap. Jamie in Green Bay, quote, I'm liking these behind-the-scenes IG videos. And, of course, Alvin is only communicating in board drops. You know, the BTS is big. The BTS is fun. The BTS is big. But Alvin on the board is incredible. He is. He's not communicating directly like, hey, little guy, use your words. He doesn't need to. He's using his drops, and it's hilarious. It's like the best conversation ever, Alvin and I. I speak. He responds to me with drops.
That is ridiculous.
It's not. It's great. It's so funny.
Thank you.
Go to my Instagram feed. It's on the story. It's on the post. Check it out, at Jim Rome.
That's right.
This says, last week you asked us on Twitter for our favorite moments. There are too many to name a favorite, but my most memorable is easy. Freaking Mona. War marrying Mona before she croaks to get her 5K. Signed Nate in Beantown. She didn't win, but she was memorable. Mona in Knoxville. Good morning, Mona. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm calling from my emergency room, and I'm just taking in all these patients like Brad and Corona. He thought his Viagra was a suppository. So instead of his thing getting larger, his nose got larger, but that's all. And he needs to put down his mom's copy of 50 Shades of Grey and pull his pants up and do something productive in the world, like chew a box of razor blades so he would swallow his own for a change.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
I think Nate said it best. Quote, freaking Mona. Not that I could ever forget Mona, but Mona went with that heat in 2018. I don't know what happened to that gal. There's some lava. This says, dear clones, we regret to inform you that the hashtag smack off. Good job. Way to work that in. Hashtag smack off. Hashtag smack off. If you reference the smack off at all, hashtag it smack off. We regret to inform you that the hashtag smack off cash prize has been reduced by 50%. Thank you for your patience. Regards, Rome's crypto broker. Yeah, no. I mean, yeah. I've gotten my ass kicked and my head handed to me like everybody else holding crypto. And it's been a little stressful. And I've definitely been kicking my own ass over it. But no, that's not how we're paying it out. We're not paying it out in digital coin. It's in cash. Cash money. You get the full $5,000. You don't get what's left of my coin.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie. Oh, one more thing about social media. Go to my Twitter feed and my story. You will see a throwback Thursday pic of not only me and Muhammad Ali, but me and Didonis. When the Didonis still look like Didonis.
He looks like a Didonis.
The guy did. You guys see this pic. Great pic. Go to that to my Twitter feed. Romy, happy smack off Eve. Make sure and leave out gas station sex pills and rubbers tonight when Alvy comes down the chimney. G off in Lincoln.
Dude, now.
I said yesterday when Liz in Fall City showed up, I said, man, it's been a minute. Haven't seen Liz in a while. And then she's back today. Quote, I've been gone a minute. What or who is a chalk? Liz, you have been gone for a minute. What or who is chalk? Short for Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Or, I want to say new EP, but he's not. He's been here a year now. And he's in the front row. Chalk is a term of endearment. It's short for Chocula because, frankly, the kid looks like a vampire. Got a haircut yesterday, and now looks more vampire-esque than ever before. He's looking the part. But the dude is smart, man. He's smart. He's talented. He's pasty. I pulled him out of New York, moved him to California, and he's been in the front row ever since.
Thank you.
Jock. All right, let's go to the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Oh, yeah. Very happy to see this. An RSVP. The day before the event. A top tenner last year. And as far as I'm concerned, and again, I'm totally objective, but this is one of the ones to watch. We go to Southfield. Jeff in Southfield with the official RSVP. Jeff, what's up?
Thank you for the vine, Jim. Jim, before I start my call, I'd like to say a couple of nice words about Adam Hawk. Jim, I don't remember what year tattoos went from being the badge of rebellion to being the badge of phony, poser, soft, wussy, wannabe rebels. but it was definitely before Hawk got his. Hawk, you make a living selling golf course clothing and apparel. How the hell does that make you a rebel? Hawk, at the end of a Steve McQueen movie, when he gives his enemy the middle finger and rides off into the sunset, he doesn't ride off in a golf cart. Hawk, you're not a rebel. You're a confused idiot. Speaking of confused idiots, hey, Taco Bell, are you really wrapping a tortilla around some Fritos and Doritos and calling that a sandwich? Listen, Taco Bell, once you start serving snack chips as an entree, you stop being a restaurant and you start being a 7-Eleven. What's next? You're going to start selling liquor and porn? Hey, America, there's a new sandwich at Taco Bell. We take a porno mag, fold it like a tortilla, wrap it around some cheap liquor, and call it the Porn Lupa. You got to provide your own sauce. Last thing, Jim, Brad and Corona went on one of those shows your listeners host where they talk about your show. I don't remember which loser show it was, but on that show, Brad said his 10-year-old son already reminds him of his old man because when his kid strikes out someone in Little League games, he taunts the batter as he walks back to the dugout. Really, Brad? You mean just like his old man, your son is already so painfully aware of how tiny his junk is, he has to compensate by being a bully? I guess the apple doesn't fall far from the tree when the branch it's on is just a little nub. Jim, in most families, it's a tradition for the father to hand his Little League glove down to his son. But in Brad's family, they hand down their protective cup. Which one are you giving the boy, Brad? The bottle cap or the peanut shell? That'll wrap it, Jim.
That's not a good call. No. Alvy, why did you do that?
I don't like that.
Very clearly, I was going to let it go if I let the first four go. I was like, dude. Notice this time. This time, he's not talking to me in drops. This time, Alvin's like pushing the button. Dude, it's too many, dude. It's too many, dude. I can't have that. Yeah. Yeah, probably we should have stopped him at, quote, sauce. Don't hashtag that. Hey, listen. That's an RSVP the day before. I want to reiterate the point that I've been making all smack off season. And I think another reason why I love this, I don't know how these things keep coming to me as horse analogies, but I remember before the Breeders' Cup Classic when Shared Belief was going to run. And he ran in a big, big stake race a couple of months prior. And it was a really controversial race where Bob Baffert had a jockey push Shared Belief all the way to the parking lot. Pushed him wide. And in fact, the jockey who did was penalized. Literally. And Baffert called me up and said, hey, just so you know, I didn't tell my jockey to do that. And this is actually a true story. He's blowing me up on my phone. And Baffert says, just so you know, I didn't tell the rider to do that. And I said, hey, Bob, you mean to tell me you didn't tell your rider to push my horse into the parking lot? He's like, no, of course not. I would never do that. I would never do that. I'm like, yeah, all right, Bob. Anyway, Adjourno hits me up. Follow the analogy. It's going to make sense. Adjourno then hits me up and says, are you not concerned that your horse expended all that energy before the biggest race of his career? I said, no, not at all. Now we know what he's made of. Now we know he's got grit. No, no. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a legend. The horse will be fine. So what actually happened in the big race is something different. What I'm saying to you is all these thoroughbreds are coming in and they're RSVPing and they're running big races and they're putting it out there, which leads me to believe that iron is sharpening iron and they will have something tomorrow. It's incredible. Like, that's a huge call right there. It got run. It was over the line like five times. But what I'm saying to you is, these guys are not hiding, they're not staying down, they're not hoarding their material, they're coming in before. I could not respect that anymore, nor could I feel that energy any more than I am right now. It's incredible. I've never seen a run-up to the smack-off with more of the participants coming in and going harder than they are right now. That's another example of that. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Jeff in Southfield, who you got? What does that do for his odds in your mind? You know, the unofficial odds. 1-800-636-8686. He's obviously ready to roll tomorrow. Wild. Again, I've had to throw this disclaimer down. I don't want the entire event to deteriorate into junk smack. We've had that disclaimer before. It's the smack off, not the crank off. Keep that in mind. Jeff,
crank,
I mean,
crank.
You got it all out there, right? You don't have, well, I was going to say, I know you don't have any more crank jokes left after that call, but you probably do. All right, so anybody else want to take a shot? You know, it'd be a miracle if somebody came in right now, just dropped out of nowhere and ripped a golden ticket and somehow got in. It's possible. This is your hour. Hit me. Matt Norlander, top of the hour. Kevin Herter, next hour. James Kelly has got thoughts on the smack off in hour number three. Time for a sports update.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, so obviously the big story within the program is the program and the smack-off. However, breaking news, at Arch Manning tweets, committed to the University of Texas, hashtag hook 'em. Enormous, enormous move for Texas and Sark. What a great get. Now, it's not that we didn't see this coming. It seemed like it took a little longer than it was going to take, but he got the whale. That is the kind of buzz, the kind of momentum, the kind of thing that Sark needs, they need. I'm not going to say that means that they're back per se, but that is enormous, enormous. And considering it appeared that it was trending that way, if they would have lost him and let him get away, that would have been a kick in the package. So they get their guy. And that is enormous for that program. A lot of talent at quarterback in Texas. Got his guy. You know what? It's interesting, isn't it? Like, if you're Arch, you can go anywhere you want. And you're going to entrust your career, your pedigree, your future to Sark. Granted, in terms of systems, NFL experience, and development, I could see where he would do that. You might argue, yeah, there's a hell of a lot of money there. Yeah, well, this guy was going to get money no matter where he went or go to a program that had resources no matter where he went. But that is a gigantic pull for UT. 1-800-636-8686. So that breaking bit of news, that is big. Ed Sullivan, 1870, tweets, hey, Jim, Omaha, Omaha, Texas Longhorns, signed Pinky. It's big.
Omaha!
And then going back to the last couple of segments, Chris Infondi writes, boy, if that was a warm-up for Jeff and Southfield, we are in for a laugh tomorrow, clones. That's what I'm saying. Like, I would ordinarily caution against coming that hard before the event, but, well, this guy may not know, but the vets know, and I think that he knows. I don't think that guy's coming that hard if that's the best he has to bring. I have to think that guy being that guy and having the kind of game he does and the kind of arm talent that he has, that's the stuff that was on the cutting room floor. Or that was the stuff that he wanted to get out there that he knew might get him run tomorrow and take away any chance he has of actually winning. I think that's strategic. I think that's a dude trying to get a little run for himself and maybe getting the heads of some of the other guys and knowing that he couldn't get away with his sauce blast and all the others tomorrow. There is a line, all right? And that's the really fine line about the smack off. You want to be as aggressive as you possibly can to win the thing, but you don't want to get run. And you can get run on the day of the smack off. That's something else I want to make very clear. It's not a case of anything goes, it's the smack off. It's still the middle of the day, it's still CBS. There still is the FCC. There are still certain things you cannot do. Get on that line. Go over the line. Be aggressive. Push it as hard as you can. In other words, no sauce blast tomorrow. It is a fine line. I do give you a little more leash on that day. However, I want the best show possible, but not if it's going to cost me the show. Keep that in mind. Wells is in. He writes, I love Jeff and Southfield, but Taco Bell smack is where I draw the line. Dude is lucky he didn't get choppered for clowning on the Javiers of Washington. The hell are you talking about, fat man?
Fat?
Dude, I know. You're a troll, fatso. I know you did not mention Taco Bell and Javiers in the same sentence. There's not even an analogy that exists for how bad that analogy was. I mean, Wells, are you begging for a ban? Do you want a ban? You know I don't block anybody for almost any reason at all. Do you want to be blocked? You must if you're coming in here with that bullcrap. Come on. Wells, consider that an official warning, all right? This show is the best thing in your life. Don't lose it. Don't lose it, dude. Believe me, we will all carry on without you, fatso. Do not ever mention Taco Bell and Javier's in the same sentence ever again if you ever want to have anything to do with this show, troll. Like, you're all right. I don't mind you, dude. But I'm not having that. You know I'm not having that. Haunted Horse. Damn, Jim. Alvy ran Jeff before he gave out the coupon code for the Pornlupa. Who knows what he had left in that holster? Alvin was not going to wait and find out. I was. I'll be honest. I was. Except I don't have that button. I think logistically some of you still are curious about how that works. If you're watching on CBS Sports Network, I have this little panel to my left. There is a cough button, a stop button, a start button. There's lots of buttons, but not a single run button. That's all on Alvin. Alvin makes that decision. Because if it were up to me, that guy would still be going right now, I'm sure. Adrian in Austin. Shut it down. Let's go home. Jeff in Southfield. Hashtag smack off.
Hashtag.
Yeah, I don't know, Adrian. I think I'm going to do the event nonetheless. I think I'll just do it anyway. I think we'll play the game anyway. All right, here we go. This guy is a watch lister. He's going to take one last shot to get off the watch list, jump over, and get in. Sean in Wichita. Sean, dude, good luck. What's up?
Rome, I've been on this watch list, you know, for a couple weeks now, and believe me, I have been watching. I see we have guys giving an RSVP to a party they're not even invited to. No offense, Ray and SA. Then we have Dan in Denver just begging for anybody to take a run at him. Rick in Buffalo, Mark in Hollywood, Jeff in Southfield, somebody, anybody, just say my name. Dan, that must be like going to the novelty store, picking up one of those double-sided dongas, taking it home, and only having nobody to duel it out with.
And now you're off the watch list, dude. What did I just say?
I don't like that call.
What did I just say?
Not a very good call.
Now, I intro'd that call by saying, here's a guy on the watch list bidding to jump off the watch list. Well, you're off the watch list now. What did I just say? Did I just say, I said I do not want the event tomorrow to deteriorate into a show full of junk blasts. Granted, I guess in the case of Sean, Sean would probably respond by saying, yeah, Rome, but you didn't say anything about a donga or a double donga.
Double. Rubber donga.
Check that. A double-sided donga.
Double. Rubber donga.
I don't know, Sean. It's implied. It's implied. If I don't want your penis or junk blast, safe to say I don't want your double-sided donga blast.
Double. Rubber donga.
Clones are like, great, Rome. The hell do we have left to talk about? What can we talk about? Pretty much anything but that? I don't know, Rome. You just took off penis. He just took off the double donga.
Rubber donga.
We're not allowed to mix in junk smack anymore. What else is there? Everything but that. Wow, come on. All right, Sean, you are now officially off the watch list. Respect for trying. You failed.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you lost. Say it again. He just called back. He's upset.
That was devastating.
My man.
Heartbreaking.
Listen, I don't root against anybody. More talent is better for the program. I would rather leave you wanting more. I would rather have a party where there are, like, big-time talent outside unable to get into the club. Trust me, I'm pulling for you, Sean. But you got to give me something to work with. And double-sided dongas is not that. All that's going to get is me a call from one of the suits after the program. That's not making it better, dude. You left me no choice. You left me no choice. I can't be any more clear about that. Don't make this more difficult than it's not. It's not. Be aggressive. Push to the limits. Get to the line. Step over the line. Hell, walk over there and stay over there for a little while. It's fine. But I think you know what you can and can't say, right? Now, if you're willing to take that shot and you want to risk it, you go ahead. But just know, you can get run. You can get run on Smack Off Eve, and yes, you can get run on the Smack Off. Give you a great example. The BIC himself got run during the Smack Off. It can happen. It's happened to the best who's ever done it. It can happen to you. There is still a line. I just told you what it was. And then what the next call through goes right over it. It doesn't. I want to say it doesn't happen, but it does. I mean, no sooner than I said, don't do this, he does this. He's like, hey, Rome, you were talking about cranks and junk. I did not hear the phrase double-sided donga. Really? I've got to make the distinction? What are you, 12? It's like having an argument with my teenage son, like Logs. Logs is the king of that stuff when he pushes back. I'm like, come on, man, stop. The epitome of, like, you know what your old man used to say to you? My old man would say that to me and I'd hate it. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to how ridiculous you sound. I'm not asking y'all to be mind readers. It's not that hard. Matt Norlander joins me.